نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نعم حتى
يهدي من يشاء
يهدي من يشاء
يهدي من يشاء
لم تكن قارئ القرآن لما مررنا لك لكنك قارئ القرآن فيجب أن ندقق معه يعني أفضل تقرأ لأنه هو
يهدي من يشاء ويعصم ويعافي فضلا ويضل من يشاء ويخذل ويبتلي عدلا. Out of his generosity he gives guidance to whoever he wills, protecting and keeping them safe from harm. Out of his justice he leads astray whoever he wills, abating and afflicting them.
الحمد لله. يقول يهدي من يشاء. لا يهتدي أحد إلا أن يهديه الله. لا يهتدي أحد إلا من يهديه الله. فإن الهداية من الله. نور بقراءة الاستبداء وأنه الله تعالى قال. قال it was only from Allah. لا أحد يستطيع أن يهدي أحد. ولا أحد يستطيع أن يهدي نفسه. No one can guide himself. But Allah Ta'ala guides whom He wills. ولذلك الله عز وجل أمرنا أن نطلب أن نسأله الهداية في صلاتنا. And that's why Allah asked us. Ordered us, commanded us to ask him to guide us, as in the prayers. ونقول في صلاتنا اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. How we say in our salah, guide us to the straight path. كما في سورة الفاتحة, as in سورة الفاتحة. وفي الحديث قال الله عز وجل يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته. فاستهدوني أهدكم. عن الحديث يا الله تعالى said all my slaves you are all right but those who I guide, so ask me guidance, I'll provide it to you. فهو يهدي من يشاء. لا أحد يستطيع أن يكره الله على أن يهدي أحد. No one can force Allah to guide anyone. الله يهدي من يشاء. قال الله عز وجل لنبيه لما حزن على عدم هداية عمه, الله تعالى said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was so sad that his uncle Abu Talib that he could not even provide guidance to his uncle Abu Talib, قال الله عز وجل له الله تعالى said to him كما في سورة القصص الآية 56 as in سورة القصص آية 56 إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. You guide not whom you will, you hope, but Allah تعالى guides whom you will. فإن كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يستطيع أن يهدي, لكن الهداية يعني if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم could not give يعني the guidance, لكن الهداية على نوعين, but guidance is of two types, هداية دلالة وإرشاد, هداية دلالة وإرشاد, a guidance of يعني showing the way, if I would call it showing the way, وهداية توفيق وسداد, وهداية توفيق وسداد, and other guidance is the guidance of Tawfir, which is success. Wasadad, perfection. هذه خاصة بالله. This one is only for Allah. وهي بما يتعلق بالقلوب. And that is what is related to the heart. هداية الدلالة والإرشاد هي ما يتعلق بالعقول. The guidance of showing the way, this is related with to the brains, the mind. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطيك العلم الذي تستوعبه بعقلك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gives you the knowledge that you absorb it by your brain. أما تطبيق هذا العلم فهو من أثر القلب أو من عمل القلب. But implementing this is of the duties of the heart. وهذا لا يكون إلا من الله. وهذا لا يكون إلا من الله. And that is only from Allah. ولذلك أنت تسأل ربك أن يهديك. And that's why you ask your Lord to guide you. نعم. بل حتى نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسأل ربه ذلك. And however, even our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask his Lord that. وحتى الأنبياء and even the prophets انظر إلى موسى عليه السلام بل إلى إبراهيم قبل ذلك انظر إلى موسى عليه السلام لقت موسى عليه السلام والإسلام كما أحكي الله عز وجل عنه في سورة القصص لقت موسى السيد as الله تعالى told us about him as سورة القصص الآية الثانية والعشرين آية 22 ولما توجه تلقاء مدينة قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل. Then when he turned his face towards the land of Midian, he said, I do hope that my Lord will show me the smooth or the straight path. وحتى إبراهيم عليه السلام نعم كما جاء في قصة محاجته لقومه as when he was debating his people قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة الأنعام بالآية من الآية الرابعة والسبعين as الله تعالى said in سورة الأنعام from آية 47 وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آزر اتخذ إلى آخر إلى أن قال في الآية in ayah 77 up until he said in ayah 77 فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الظالمين. As in this ayah of 77 he said when he saw the moon rising and splendor he said this is my Lord. But when the moon set, he said, unless my Lord guide me, I shall surely be among those who go astray. Alhamdulillah, لئن لم يهدني, unless my Lord guide me. فالهداية هي من عند الله عز وجل. نعم. ويعصم من يشاء عن protects whom he wills كما قال عن يوسف عليه السلام أزوري الله تعالى سلم يوسف عليه السلام نعم كما في الآية 32 من سورة يوسف قال الله عز وجل من آية 32 من سورة يوسف قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسي فاستعصم. She the wife of the king said there before you is in the man about whom you did blame me. I did seek to seduce him from his true self, but he did firmly save himself guiltless. But he didn't say. فاستعصم in Arabic means, يعني في اللغة العرب استعصم السين للطلب. استعصم this first scene is for request. يعني أنه طلب العصمة ممن من الله. It means that he asked Allah Ta'ala to protect him. كما قال بالآية التي بها as in the following ayah he said وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن. هذا معنى استعصم. This is the meaning of استعصم. He said oh my lord, the prison is more to me liking, to my liking, than that to which they invite me, meaning the wrong, unless you turn away their snare from me, I should in my youthful folly feel inclined towards them. So he asked Allah Ta'ala to protect him. إذن العصمة والمعافاة هي من الله. So protection is only from Allah. فأنت تسألها من ربك. So you ask him to provide it for you. ويضل من يشاء. And he must guide whom he likes. كما قال تعالى في آية في سورة الأنعام في الآية 39 عز الله تعالى سنة آية في سورة الأنعام آية 39 من يشاء إلا يضله هم إي الله تعالى ويز تبسكايدي مسكايدي ومن يشاء يجعله على صراط مستقيم and whom he will Allah Ta'ala wills to guide he makes him up on the straight path. في آية البقرة بيّن الله عز وجل من الذي لا يهديه الله. In the آية سورة البقرة الله تعالى clarify who Allah تعالى does not give guidance to. كما قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها بالآية 23 إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. Allah disdains not to use the similitude of things lowest as well as the highest. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم. As for those who believe, they knew that it is the truth from the Lord. وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. And for those who disbelieve, they say, what Allah Ta'ala wanted in this similar to? يجيب الله عز وجل. Allah answers this question. قال تعالى يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. He misguides a lot with it and guides a lot with it. ثم بيّن قال وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين. And he guides not and he misguides not with it but the فاسقين, the wrongdoers. ثم بيّن لهم الفاسقون. And then he told us who are these فاسقين, wrongdoers. قال الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه. Those who break the covenant of Allah after it is tied. إذن هناك خصائص لهؤلاء الفاسقين ينبغي المسلم أن يبتعد عنها. So there are some characteristics of these فاسقين, the believers should stay away from them حتى تحصل له الهداية. So the guidance comes to you. وانظر ماذا قال. ويفسدون في الأرض. And they mischief on the earth. بالقتل, by killing, بالظلم, by oppression. هذا كله بالمعاصي, by disobedience. All of that caused them to be prevented from the guidance. فلذلك ينبغي الحذر من ذلك. نعم. قال وكلهم
يتقلبون في مشيئته بين فضله وعدله. نعم. All of them are subject to his will, whether it be his generosity or his justice.
Good.
وهو متعال عن الأبدان والأنداد. No one and he is exalted beyond having neither opposites nor equals.
وهذا واضح. الله سبحانه وتعالى متعال يعني عال جدا فوق مستوى أن يكون له ضد أو ند. So that clear that Allah تعالى is high above this type of level that he can have an equal or even an opposite. ليس كمثل شيء. Nothing like unto him. قال تعالى كما في آية البقرة في الآية 22 الله تعالى سينزل الآية سورة البقرة 22 إن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا إلى قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء وأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندا وأنتم تعلمون الحقيقة أنه لا يمكن أن يكون هناك ند مساوي لله. الله تعالى said all you mankind worship the Lord, the one who created you and those who before you, so that you may fear the one who made the earth to be a bed for you and the heavens to be a covering for you, and he sent down rain from the heavens and he brought with it fruits and vegetables from the air. So set up no any similitude to Allah. Set no any partners with Allah while you know the truth. You know that there is no one can equal Allah Ta'ala. So why is it لنقول الله يموت. فهو متعال. وكما أنه متعال عن الأنداد فهو متعال عن الأضداد. تعال عن الأضداد عن آزه سبحانه وتعالى. It's high above the level that يعني كان هام يعني سمنتيون. Then he is high above to have an opposite. لا حتى الشيطان ما نستطيع أن نقول هو يعني ضد يعني بالله, أن الضد يقتضي أن يكون فيه مثل ما في المضاد من القوة أو قريبا منه. We don't say that. Even the shaitan, we don't say that is an يعني opposite by the meaning that يعني they both are يعني you know what I mean to say. Competitors, exactly. Nah, you can't find a competitor to Allah. Shaitan ضد لله لكنه ليس ضدا بمعنى يعني أنه يكون في يعني يستطيع أن يرد شيء من الله. He opposite means that he cannot يعني usually opposite can cannot sometimes some cases يعني reject something resist something. لكن هل الشيطان يستطيع أن يقاوم؟ Can the shaitan resist Allah Ta'ala?
No.
لأنه من خلق الله. Because it's the creation of a creation of Allah. نعم. قال
لا رد لا رد لقضائه ولا متع
ولا معقب
ولا معقب لحكمه ولا غالب لأمره. No one can ward off his decree, put back his command, or overpower his affairs.
نعم لا رد لقضائه. قضى شيئا يكون ولما الله تعالى decreed والعبد. No one can change the decree or reject it or resist it, the decree of Allah. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الأنعام في الآية 17. عز الله تعالى السيد من آية 17 وسورة الأنعام. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير. فالله تعالى cause you harm, then no one can remove this harm from you. But he Allah alone. وَيَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ and when he Allah Ta'ala bless you with any goodness فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is Allah, the one able of all, يعني the one can do everything. وَكَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَيْضًا فِي آيَةِ فَاطِرِ بِأَجْرِ ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها. Whenever Allah Ta'ala opens your slaves of His mercy, no one can hold it back. وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده. And whatsoever Allah Ta'ala holds from His people, from His creation, then no one can send it to them or give it to them. الأمر كله لله. All matters before Allah. It belongs to Allah. وَإِذَا حَكَمَ اللَّهُ فَإِنَّ حُكْمَهُ نَافِذٌ. And when Allah Ta'ala يعني commands, then His command will exist. لا أحد يستطيع أن يرده. No one can stop it. لا أحد يستطيع أن يرده. No one can stop it. ها؟ ولا غالب لأمره، لا غالب لأمره، ما أراده الله يكون. أنه ما قال في الأخير ضمن الأخير لا غالب لأمره about the first
put back his command or overpower his affairs.
No one can overpower his affairs. كما يعني ترى اليوم as you see today دولة أمة عندها صناعات وعندها كذا big country as industry as sciences power يأتي إعصار هيركل كم لا يستطيعون رده they cannot يعني stop it. هذه قدرة الله. يأتي البرق ويحرق. The lightning comes and burns. وما إلى ذلك. يأتي المطر فيغرق. Rain come and floods. ذلك أمر الله. That's the command of Allah. لا يعده شيء. نعم قال.
آمنا بذلك كله. وأيقنا أن كلا من عندك. We believe in all of this and are certain that everything comes from him.
نعم آمنا بذلك ومن لم يؤمن أو حصل عنده في إيمانه خلل فهو كافر. And who disbelieves or who has doubts in his beliefs, he is كافر. وليحذر الإنسان من ذلك. So must be careful of that. ولذلك أقول يا إخوان لا تعطوا أذانكم لكل أحد. And that's why I say, do not just give your ears to anybody. فإن الناس في الغرب عندهم فلسفة غريبة. As people in the West have a strange philosophy. يعتقدون أنهم غربيين يفهمون أكثر من غيرهم. They think that they are Muslims, they can't understand more than anyone else. فيقول الواحد منهم استمع لماذا استمع استمع لهذا وهذا وهذا وأنا أخذ الحق. Says why shouldn't I listen to this and that and that and then I pick the حق. نقول له هذا غلط. Say that this is wrong. لكن سر ربك والزم الطريق الصحيح ولا تلتفت إلى أولئك. But we say ask your Lord and grasp on the right path and don't listen to anyone else كما فعل أسلافك as your predecessors did. فإن الواحد منهم كان إذا جاءه أحد من أهل الضلال والبدع يريد أن يكلمه في شيء فإنه يضع إصبعيه في أذنيه ويقول ولا نصف كلمة ولا نصف آية. And so those the first predecessors whenever one of the people of Bid'ah come to talk to them or debate them they just put their fingers into their ears and they say not even half of آية خوفا على إيمانهم. They feel that their إيمان be corrupted. وأنت كذلك يا أخي. And you is the same أخي. وما رأيت أنا بالأمس من جدال بعض الإخوة الصغار الذين ما يعرفون حتى ما سيسألون عنه جواب ما سيسألون عنه بالقبر لدليل عظيم على ذلك. And what I saw with the argument that existed yesterday from some youngsters who don't even know the answer of the question that they are going to be asked in the grave is a clear evidence of that. لماذا؟ لأنهم أعطوا آذانهم لهؤلاء التكفيريين. Because they gave their ear to these takfiris. والباطل يا إخوان يخدع. And the false of brothers and sisters deceives. لذلك السلف كانوا ينهون عن الجلوس واستماع لأهل الضلال وأهل الباطل. And that's why the Pious Benedictus used to warn against sitting to and listening to those people of false and misguidance. Amr khatir. It is very dangerous. تبتدي هناك وتنتهي في النار. You begin there and you end up in the fire. من ينفع؟ Who benefits you? لكن كما علمت الأخوة أمس وعلمكم اليوم. But as I told the brothers there yesterday, I teach you today. إذا قمت ولا بد أن تقوم الليل. If you stand up for night prayer, and you must stand up for night prayer. حتى تحمي نفسك. لتبني إيمانك شو بدك تصير عم بنت أبو الإيمان أنا أصلي stand up and pray وأول ما تقول الله أكبر تكبيرة الإحرام الأولى and once you say الله أكبر in the first تكبيرة الإحرام تقول اللهم رب جبريل وميكائيل وإسرافيل you say oh Allah the Lord of جبريل ميكائيل فاطر السماوات والأرض creator of the heavens and earth أنت تحكم بين عبادك. You're going to judge between your slaves. فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Upon what they are going to, upon what they are differing upon. And then, لما اختلف فيه من الحق بالتعين. To what they are differing upon by your permission. Guide me to the truth of what they are differing upon by your permission. إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Verily you guys whom you will to the straight path. نعم.
وأن محمدا عبده المصطفى ونبيه المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى.
هذه نعم اقرأ من الإنجيل.
That certain that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his chosen servant, selected prophet, and his messenger with whom he is well pleased.
هذه الأوصاف الثلاث الأسماء الثلاث والأوصاف الثلاث فيها رد على طائفتين. These three names and three attributes have a reputation to two groups. فقوله وأن محمدا عبده في رد على من رفع من الألوهية. It's saying that Muhammad is his chosen slave. He says slave is a reputation to those who raised Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to the level of Godhood. وفي قوله المصطفى فيه رد على أولئك الذين يعني انتقص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in his saying the one who's chosen is a reputation to those who demoted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and displaced the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي قوله ونبيه أيضا رد على الذين طعنوا عليه وقالوا إنما يعلمه بشر. And in his saying that and his prophet is a reputation to those who criticize them saying that rarely or only a man who teaches Muhammad. وفي قوله المجتبى ماذا قال مجتبى يا عيسى؟ Selected. And in his saying selected, Robert is selected, هذا فيه رد على من أيضا نزلوا من قدره وقالوا إنه يعني إن لم يعطوه قدره قال هو مثل يعني رجل عادي. and instincts selective. As a reputation to those who try to lower Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that he's a normal person. وفي قول رسوله رد على من قالوا نأخذ بالقرآن ولا نأخذ بالأحاديث، لأن الرسول يحمل الرسالة والرسالة يجب أن تؤخذ، يجب أن تؤخذ. And in saying his messenger is a reputation to those who said that we only take from the Quran, we don't take from the Hadith, because he's a messenger, and the messenger comes with a message, and the message has to be taken all. You cannot choose of what you take from the message. وفي قول المرتضى رد على الذين يدعون أنه ليس بخاتم الرسل. And in saying the one who's what is that, please? Whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased with? Now shows that يعني في رد على طوائف كثير كالرافضة الذين يزعمون أن هناك رسل بعد النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's an invitation to those who say that there are messengers or prophets after Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's an invitation to the Rafida who criticizes family and honor and wives and Allah عز وجل is pleased with him. Allah تعالى is pleased with him. وهو نعم كما قال خاتم،
وأنه خاتم الأنبياء وإمام الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب رب العالمين
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that he is the seal of the prophet, the imam of the God fearing, the most honored of all the messengers, and the beloved of the Lord of the world.
نعم وأنه خاتم الأنبياء يعني الخاتم الذي ختمت بهم النبوة، فلا نبي بعده، فلا نبي بعده. خاتم is the seal, meaning the prophet who is sealed by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. No more prophet. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الأحزاب الآية 40، عز الله تعالى السيد سورة الأحزاب آية 40، ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. محمد was not a father but the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophet. بعض الناس ادعى أنه رسول. Some people claim that they are messengers. فقيل لهم إن الله يقول ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. It was said to them but Allah says that he is the messenger and the seal of the prophets. قالوا نحن لم نقل أننا أنبياء، نحن رسل وخاتم الأنبياء ولم نقل خاتم الرسل. They say he said that he is the seal of the prophets, he did not say he is the seal of messengers. And we don't say that we are prophets, we are messengers. فنقول لهم كيف يكون رسول من غير نبوة؟ كيف يكون رسول من غير نبوة؟ كيف جاءت الرسالة إلا بالنبوة والوحي؟ نبوة بالعربي اللغة العربية يعني الوحي. We say to them how come a messenger be a messenger without a prophet? From where he gets the message? How did he get the message? Revelation. Like revelation means Nubuwa, Nabi, prophethood, isn't it? Revelation means the one who received the revelation is a prophet. These people say that they are messengers but not prophets. Cannot work. Cannot be. أي كنبي. نعم. وقال وإمام الأتقياء and he is the best of the fears وسيد المرسلين and the best of the messengers وحبيب رب العالمين. حبيب هنا يعني الذي يحب الله أكثر من غيره, ليس معنى أن ليس معنى ذلك أنه أن الله لا يحب غير محمد, لكن يحب غيره ولكنه يحب محمد أكثر من غيره. هي ذو حبيب ذا لورد العالمين من ذوانه لهم أو ذا لورد العالمين لهم does not necessarily mean that Allah does not love except Muhammad. لا, but it means Allah Ta'ala loves no one like Muhammad. He loves Muhammad the most, but he loves all the prophets, he loves all the pious people. Allah loves them. كما قال الله عز وجل يحبهم ويحبونهم. As Allah Ta'ala said, he loves them and they love him, the believers. فعلى هذا نقول بأن الله عز وجل يحب محمدا كما يحب غيره, ولكن حب الله لمحمد أكثر من حب الله لغير محمد. أعلم ذلك we say that Allah loves Muhammad as he loves the others, but we say that the love he has for Muhammad is more than the love he has for anyone else. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. قال أنا كل دعوة ودعوة النبوة قال أنا شرحته من القراءة.
بعده صليب وهوى. And every claim to prophethood after him is false and deceitful.
وهذا قد بينا لكم I clarified this for you. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نأخذ خمس دقائق راحة ثم نرجع إن شاء الله. We take 5 minutes break and then we have the class for sisters إن شاء الله. هنا سؤال من أختي, there's a question from sister says, what about the evil we do was most decreed by Allah? نعم, everything by decreed by Allah. Everything was not decreed by Allah. Yes, everything decreed by Allah. لكن did Allah Ta'ala like it from you? Does Allah Ta'ala want you to do it? لا, He doesn't want you to do it. No. يعني they just say that they have.
Yeah, they believe in Islam, but they're the Muslims.
Uh-huh. Okay. يعني they don't pray, they don't fast, they don't go for Hajj if they are able to, they don't give zakah.
They have phases where they pray for themselves.
Huh?
They have that phases that even periods where they pray for themselves.
Allah admits, if they don't pray at all, if they think that it's only to have the belief in the heart.
No, but they know they have to pray
to
do
bad,
but they don't pray that.
Wallah, in regard to Salah, the Prophet ﷺ said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة ومن تركها فقد كفر. That's the belief what we take. If he stops praying, then he's kafir. There's a benefit him saying that I'm a believer. Believer must pray. Let him pray, he's kafir. That's our ruling. And the devil's action, it is for Allah Ta'ala, not for us. Allah Ta'ala is not going to take 2-3 judges. It's not because it's a crowd that Allah Ta'ala said, okay, we go to this judge. Allah is the judge, the only judge. But for us today, who says that he's Muslim? Huh? and he doesn't pray, he's kafir to us. We don't treat him as a Muslim. Yani, if he dies, we don't wash him. We don't pray, yani, I don't mean we don't wash him. We just show him, we don't wash him as a Muslim. We don't pray janazah for him. We don't seek forgiveness from him. We don't bury him within the graveyard of Muslims. As I saw in some graveyards here, once you enter, right side Muslims, left side kuffar. Put him left side. When the janazah comes, they put him on the left. He wasn't, he did not used to pray. How can you manage that? Some ulama say even if he doesn't pray. But I don't think that it is a truth.
Some people have family that is like that, and maybe their mom or their dad or their brothers and sisters. So how should they behave with the people?
Behaving is different thing.
So some people, just when they get angry with their family they do this. They don't say, oh, the sheikh said this is part of me. So they start treating them like that.
Yeah. We said behaving is a different thing. Even if they are Christians, even if they are atheists, as a father and mother, you still have to give them the right. You have to be dutiful to them, grateful to them. Unless they command you to do something against your deen. Go and buy me khamr. I'm sorry. I can't do that. Go and buy me bread. You come late, tired, exhausted, you have to go. You have to go. This is the right avenue. No? Ask you to take them to whatsoever place which is, you know that they are unable to practice wrong. You don't help them to do this. They ask you to celebrate the Christmas. So they come.
What about if the rest of the family, they don't believe that even though they didn't pray, that they're Muslims, and you know that if you're going up in the street, you know, the Prophet said, that you're not even landed to somebody in Catholic. What if you kind of hold, like, no interest about the Nazi stuff? What if they do watch them as, like, a Muslim? What if they do pray to another one, and you kind of have no kind of power in the state of
Islam? No, sir, I'm probably still it. You deal as you know. If you have the power, that's a different thing. It's your now duty to stop it and change it. But if you don't have the power, what can you do? Allah Ta'ala said, لا يؤخذ الله تعالى said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala does not obligate upon a soul except what it can do. But it's beyond its ability, خلاص.